Today on More to Life, navigating negativity. Is negativity getting you down? We'll help you pivot to a more positive and proactive place. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, navigating negativity. Is negativity getting you down? We want to help you pivot to a more positive and proactive place using alliteration, apparently. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Tell us, how is negativity holding you back? Are you dealing with a problem in your life or relationships that you feel negatively about your ability to resolve? Maybe you focus more on your flaws or what went wrong in the day instead of being able to see how much God is really blessing you and others through you. Do you ever find yourself stuck in a place of negative self-talk or believing that your weaknesses or past mistakes define you? Or for that matter, are the negative people in your life dragging you down? Or you're struggling to help someone you care about? Be less negative. However negativity is impacting your life and relationships, call in. Let us help you pivot to a more positive and proactive perspective.
Oh my goodness.
877-573-7825.
Call in so he stops doing that.
Peter Piper picked a peck of
Exactly. It's too much. But I think that we all go through this from time to time. And it's because Satan exists in the world. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, haunted house kind of stuff here. I'm talking about Satan getting into our thoughts in a way that just wears us down over time, because he is the father of lies, and he wants to take away from us our ability to see ourselves as loved and cherished children of God. So if you're feeling like negativity is a battleground for you or someone you love, don't think ill of yourself because of it. Realize that it is the lie that it is, and let us help you connect with God and new skills to fight back against that, because God says you're worth it, and we want to help you do that today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. And I'm going to be straight up honest here. This was the battle of my young adult years, and for quite a while after that, even when I started raising my kids, because my mother was honestly, and Greg can attest to this, one of the most negative people anyone's ever met. Not when she was out and about in a social sphere.
We all have our talents.
But mercy. But when she was with the family, when she was with her children, when she was with the people closest to her, everything was a negative, to the point that she would, if anybody mentioned it to her, she would say, well, if we say anything good, it could all get taken away. So she really doubled down into this idea of never giving anyone any positive feedback, never looking at the blessings in life, never seeing the bright side, and verbalizing a whole lot of negativity about the world in general and the people in her life very acutely. And that gets into your brain. That became just my running inner dialogue for a really long time. And it was my faith in Jesus Christ, my growing understanding of the teachings of the Catholic Church, and a whole lot of work on my part and encouragement from my loved ones to be able to overcome that, work away from that. So I know what you're going through. If you're going through that place of negativity and not quite knowing, how do you fight back? Let's help you today, or the people you care about, so that you can help them. 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
You know, I want to be clear about this. You know, overcoming negativity doesn't mean walking around pretending that everything's wonderful all the time.
Yeah.
It means being able to see that God wants to use even our struggles as to help us grow and to be a blessing to others. You know, in preparing for the show today, I came across a story about Haley Van Leith, who's a basketball phenom in Texas Christian University, college ball. And she was talking about her mental health struggles and how her faith actually helped her make her want to use her story to be a blessing to others. You know, the success that she was experiencing on the court and then the pressure that she was getting from media and social media actually led her to a really dark place. She said, quote, "I was suicidal. I was heavily medicated and I felt trapped. And you'd never know it because I was having a ton of success on the court. But internally and in general, I was ready to be done." End quote. And she looked to her faith to help her overcome those darker days in the spotlight. And of course, she got professional help as well. And coming out of it, she said, I've been praying all year. Like, God, I know you've given me this testimony to share with the world and shed your light. And I think this is the year and this is the moment. Mm. She went on to say, God wants people to know my story. You know, he's just taken me literally from the depths of wanting to die to this moment of loving life. And even if basketball went away today, I truly want to be here, and I love all these people.
And I think her sharing her story is so vital, because I know with the coming of our son-in-law into our lives, who is, you know, went to college on a sports scholarship, very sports-minded family, sports has become more and more a part of our lives. And you watch these folks who are doing so well, whether it's on a team or in anything else in life. You can do it with just the person on the other end of the pew on Sunday, where you're saying, they're the ones who have it all together. If I just raised my family the way they're doing it, if I just, you know, if my husband looked at me or my wife looked at me the way that person's spouse looks at them, we think that other people are just shining with joy and vitality because they are doing well in our eyes. And here she was, super successful, and still dealing with that inner battle. And for her to say, God gave me this story to tell. People need to hear this. They do, because we need permission to work through our own stuff and to know it's not either everything's great or everything's terrible.
Amen. So we're talking about navigating negativity today on More to Life. Is negativity getting you down? Are negative people in your life dragging you down? Are you not sure how to support someone who's stuck in that place of negativity? Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's Theology of the Body. And if you're wondering, well, how could theology help me overcome negativity? Great question. So when St. John Paul was Pope, he asked a huge question. Basically, he said, you know, if we looked at everything God's given us, you know, creation, scripture, salvation, history, all of it, what universal principles could we discern about God's plan for human flourishing and healthy, holy relationships? And his answer to that question became the theology of the body.
And the theology of the body reminds us that one of the greatest temptations we face is believing the lie that our brokenness defines us. Negativity tells us this is all you're ever going to be. But the theology of the body says otherwise. It tells us we are beloved sons and daughters of God, created for more than our wounds and our failures.
Well, exactly. You know, St. John Paul often reminded us that the human person can never be reduced to our weaknesses or sins. St. John Paul stressed that our dignity flows from the fact that we're made in God's image. And that dignity doesn't disappear because of our flaws. In fact, remembering that dignity helps us see past our flaws so that we can, quote-unquote, become what we are. The whole, healed, godly, grace-filled people God created us to be, who are capable of real communion with others.
And that is truly liberating. When we focus only on our shortcomings, we feel stuck, at the very least. But the theology of the body invites us to imagine the person God is calling us to become through His grace. We can acknowledge the real work of healing that still needs to happen without losing sight of the destiny we are made for.
And that's so important. You know, negativity keeps us trapped in fear. But as St. John Paul reminded us, we are called to be not afraid. When we cooperate with God's grace, He shows us how to respond to problems in a way that glorifies Him and strengthens our relationships.
Right. So overcoming negativity isn't about denying our struggles. It's about seeing ourselves through God's eyes. Beloved, capable of growth, and destined for communion. That vision helps us respond with courage and hope instead of despair.
And in that freedom, we discover who we truly are. God's children, defined not by our limitations or the limitations of our circumstances, but by God's infinite love for us and the grace He gives us that makes all things possible. Today on More to Life, navigating negativity. Give us a call if negativity is getting you down, if the negative people around you are dragging you down, or you're not sure how to support people who are stuck in that negativity that you maybe care about. 877-573-7825. And let's take our concerns to the Lord, and then we'll start taking your calls. In the name of
the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, we come before You today, and we bring to You all those negative thoughts and the despair that we feel over the negative circumstances we find ourselves in, the times when we confront problems and doubt our ability to overcome them or Your grace to help us through them. We also lift up those people we care about who are stuck in a place of negativity. Help us to be able to respond to those situations in ways that enable us to remember Your faithfulness, Your providence, Your mercy, and Your grace. And teach us how to respond to those challenges in ways that bring out the best in us. Help us respond to those things in ways that glorify You, and call out the best in those around us as well. Help us to be able to respond to all of those challenges so that even in our weakness, we can glorify You. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of
the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, navigating negativity. Is negativity getting you down? Or are you wondering how to help someone who's struggling with negativity? Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Edward, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Oklahoma.
Hey, Edward. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hi. So, thank you. I believe your prayer helped quite a bit. So, I'm in a relationship, and I'm an alcoholic addict, and I'm in a relationship with my fiance, who's also an alcoholic addict, and so she has.
Are you guys in recovery, or are you actively addicted?
We're in active recovery. We'll have 3 years on February 24th of freedom and active recovery. Praise God. And she's had some relapses recently, and I've responded negatively, and I don't want to do that.
When you say you responded negatively, can you tell us what you did?
There was a lot of screaming. I was yelling and things of that nature, and I was telling her, I just don't see how you could do this, how you could not see the things, because we've been in recovery. I don't know how that you could.
How long has she been in recovery?
Like this. She's been in recovery
for
2 years.
Okay.
Before the relapse. Yeah.
Okay. And so, what's your question for us today? How can we help you out with this?
You know, when I seen the relapse, like, I got in an emotional outrage, right? Like, all I could see was the demons of addiction having their way with somebody that I loved and cared about dearly, and I couldn't articulate that or respond to them with love and grace, and I just screamed at them.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you screamed at her, but I understand what you meant. Yeah. So where are things now? Where do things stand with you and your fiance at this point, and how can we help you today?
So I'm not sure where they stand. You know, right now, today, I'm just trying to get myself out of the way and put God in the forefront and the head of our relationship so he can move in his grace and mercy and do the work that he does.
So you guys are still together. Has she actively re-entered into, you know, getting a program going, doing daily meetings? Has she gone through that, or is she still stuck?
She's still stuck, not as of yet, but...
Okay.
And if you said to her, come on, we're going to a meeting right now. I found what the time and the place we're going right now, we're going to a meeting. Would she go with you?
I believe that she would.
Okay, then that's where you want to go. Look, you yelled because you were scared.
Scared for her and scared that it could happen to you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, because even though you're 3 years sober, you know, it's always a temptation, right? Yeah. And you know, it's terrifying to see someone you love being attacked by those demons of addiction. It's terrifying to think that you could be dragged down with it. And out of all that place, that's where that anger and that fear kind of came from. And so you weren't trying to take it out on her. You were scared. And I think that you want to admit that to her and just say, you know,
definitely
I am sorry that I yelled at you. You didn't deserve that. You deserved better from me. But I was scared for you, and I was scared for myself, and I love you, and I saw you being attacked, and I didn't know what to do. And I was screaming because I wanted to try to shake you out of where you were, and I know that was the wrong approach, and I'm so sorry. Look, I found when the meetings are. Let's go. Let's go together, and let's support each other through this. I will caution you, Edward, that I would really encourage you to not move forward with any wedding plans until she at least has a good year under her belt.
Again
of sobriety. But in the meantime, you want to use this as a period of evaluation to see whether she's able to kind of maintain her sobriety and capable of entering into a healthy Christian marriage. And for now, the best thing you can do is, you know, help her get to some meetings, help her connect with her sponsor or a sponsor if she doesn't have one, and get back on the horse. I want to thank you for the call, Edward. I want to thank you for your courage and your own fight for sobriety. I want to thank you for being there for her. And I hope that these suggestions will enable you to re-engage with your fiancé in a healthy way and start to point the road back to recovery. Thank you so much for your call. We've added you and your fiancé to our More to Life prayer list. And if there's more we can do to support you guys, don't hesitate to reach out to us here. And we're taking your calls, listeners, at 877-573-7825. Today's show is titled Navigating Negativity. As we talk about how those negative voices in our own head get in our way, how we sometimes feel negatively about our ability to respond to certain challenges we're facing in our life or relationships, how the negative people in our life can drag us down sometimes, and how we often struggle to know how to support the people that we love, our spouse, our kids, others who we care about, who are stuck in their own negativity. However negativity is impacting your life, let us help you pivot to a more positive and proactive perspective. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. When we come back, in addition to taking your calls, we'll be joined by Rachel Isaac. She is a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com. She directs our program in performance excellence, where she works with Catholic athletes, performers, and other executives in helping them perform under pressure and overcome that negativity. So we'll be talking with her about overcoming negativity when More to Life continues after the break.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, navigating negativity. Whether negativity is impacting your life or you're trying to help someone you care about be a little less negative about theirs, we want to help you pivot to a more positive and proactive place. 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Rachel Isaac. She is a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com. She directs our program in performance excellence, where she works with Catholic athletes, performers, and executives and other people who need to perform under pressure. Rachel, welcome to More to Life.
Thank you so much for having me.
So talk to us, why is it so hard to break out of that cycle of negativity, and where do you start?
I think one of the biggest reasons that we get really caught in a cycle of negativity is due to that cognitive distortion of black or white thinking, or kind of also called that all or nothing thinking. And what that means is that we tend to think that either everything is bad or everything is good. And more often than not, we don't even get to the everything is good side of things.
But, unless I mean, it's denial. Way, though, you know, sometimes we get stuck in denial where we just say, oh, yeah, everything's fine now.
Exactly. It's that, you know, and it's a false positivity, too, right? And that's exactly right, where both extremes aren't helpful for us, and especially because those extremes really aren't realistic. So I think a healthy way to break that cycle of that kind of all or nothing or that negative thinking is to intentionally allow both good and bad to exist. So I like to kind of call this the yes and approach. So when we use the yes and approach, we validate the negative thing by saying X thing is bad, but then we allow the good thing to exist as well by saying, and there's this good thing. It's more of our natural tendency to say this thing is bad, but this thing is good, which just kind of leads to that sense of false positivity that we were mentioning, or invalidating our feelings about the difficult thing. Or we end up saying this thing is good, but this thing is bad, which then detracts from the good thing that exists and invalidates it as good. So instead, when we say this thing is bad and this thing is good, we're allowing that space for both the good and the bad to coexist without detracting from each other or invalidating each other. So I think using this yes and approach really can help us break out of that black or white thinking and help us move just to a much more realistic mindset that also gives us a better perspective on our situation and helps us feel more grounded in handling the negative challenges in our life while still acknowledging the good things that are happening in our life and those good qualities that we possess as well. Because then we can kind of say, you know, this thing is bad, this thing is hard, or yeah, maybe I didn't do this thing well, but this thing is good, and, you know, or I have this good quality, and, you know, Lord, how can I use this good thing to help me work through this difficult.
If I could, I want to offer an example for something that just happened to me last night, actually. So I got a referral request to CatholicCounselors.com, and I'm really grateful that this person reached back out. But in the message, they said, you know, we reached out to you in May, but then we didn't follow up because things looked like they were going to get better, and now they're worse than ever. And this is a good example of, you know, if things were bad, being able to say, okay, you know, things are really bad. Yes, they're bad, and we can get help and skills to do this. Or if things looked like they were getting better, yes, things are a little bit better, and we could still use some skills here so that it, you know, we can really make sure that we stay the course. And so that's an example of how this kind of yes and thinking enables us to avoid the twin traps of either over negativity or over false positivity, and really be able to hold both things in hand at the same time so we can learn and grow and keep moving forward.
100%, and that's a fantastic example, and I think, too, that's also where we can become a lot more empowered, right? Because that all-or-nothing thinking, I think, really ends up making us feel powerless to our situation. You know, I don't have control over if everything's going well or if everything's going badly. I just have to wait until things change, or, you know, things are going well, and I just hope it stays that way, but I'm kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop. Like, you know, it's this lack of control that we have over how things are going. But just like in your example, if we kind of use this yes and approach, we have a lot more of that empowerment to be able to say, yeah, things are maybe getting better, but, you know, hey, we can also get the skills that we need.
Yeah, I love this. This is great because it allows us to take control of the situation rather than just letting bad and good things just happen to us. Rachel, thank you so much for being with us. And if folks would like to learn more about your good work, I encourage them to check out our program in performance excellence at CatholicCounselors.com. And we're taking your calls, listeners, right now at 877-573-7825. We're talking about overcoming negativity. We'll be back after this.
The following program is brought to you in part by MyCatholicWill.com. Surveys show that more than half of Americans do not have a will. At MyCatholicWill.com, it takes as little as 15 minutes to write your will and secure a legacy of faith. MyCatholicWill.com is the exclusive online destination for creating a Catholic will. The process of writing a will is simple and now more accessible than ever. MyCatholicWill.com, a legacy of faith for those you love.
What makes you happy? Truly and completely happy. Not just for a day or a year. What makes you truly, completely happy day in, year out? St. Thomas Aquinas says, God alone satisfies. Each and every one of us in the human race desire happiness. Our Creator, God, implanted that desire in our spiritual DNA so that we would be drawn to Him alone who can completely fulfill that desire. The Beatitudes respond to that yearning for happiness, says the Catechism of the Catholic Church, because they reveal the ultimate end of human acts. God calls us to His own Beatitude, characterized variously as the coming of the kingdom of God, the vision of God, the joy of the Lord, or entering into God's rest. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Maybe you've been hearing a lot about the need to make a spiritual communion while participating from home in a live-streamed or broadcast Mass. By asking for spiritual communion, we are acknowledging that the Holy Mass is the perfect, best way to worship God. The priest intercedes perfectly for us with God the Father because he acts in persona Christi. This is the time to see that through the priest's representation of Christ's sacrifice on Calvary, we are never separated from our Lord. Jesus, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you.
Hi, I'm Lisa Popcheck. Do you need to have an important conversation with someone? Here's a tip. Do twice as much listening as talking. Don't do it as a technique. Listen because you're genuinely interested in what the other person thinks, what motivates them, and what their goals, concerns, and needs are. Successful conversationalists may not agree with everything the other people say, but they're careful not to rush to judgment. They ask questions. They show real care and concern. They look for points of agreement to build on. They don't try to change the person they're speaking with, but they do look for ways to be a positive influence while deepening the relationship. Christians call this approach accompaniment. To learn more about being an effective listener, especially when it comes to building a better relationship with your adult kids, check out our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Your Adult Sons and Daughters, or visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back, folks. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, navigating negativity. Is negativity getting you down, holding you back, making you feel like you can't rise to the challenges that are in front of you? Are negative people dragging you down? Or is someone you care about stuck in a negative headspace and you're just not sure how to support them and maybe pull them out of it? However negativity is impacting your life, we want to help you pivot to a more positive and proactive place. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with William, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Virginia on Guadalupe Radio.
Hey, William. Welcome to More to Life. How can we help you out today, sir?
How you doing? I'm at that age, mid-50s, going through different spiritual changes. Anyways, I came across your show, background by myself, mother's Pentecostal, father Catholic, that's how I was baptized, Catholic. I'm a non-practicing Catholic. My son just recently graduated basic for the military, and now it's pet travel restrictions. And my wife's a go-getter. She's a workaholic, and so am I. We work pretty much around the clock. However, her dedication in regards to obtaining finances to travel across the United States in regards to seeing our boy is her top priority, which it should be. However, working around the clock and certain sacrifices and, you know, everyday society things, I mean, that's what happens. I mean, people need it. If you want to do something, you work for it, you go get it. However,
right, but you were telling our screener that you guys are kind of stuck in a place where you kind of feel negative and maybe a little oppressed about by all the stuff that you're doing and the way you're living at this point. Is that fair to say?
Well, yeah, you pretty much got it. But however, I want to be. I literally thought the number was for literature. I was going to have some literature.
That's all right. I can point you to some. Yeah, I can give you a resource. We've done a lot of books, and we have one actually that I think that will be helpful for you, because I know you were asking, you know, for some resources, like you said, on to help you combat negativity. So I want to point you toward our book, The Life God Wants You to Have. The subtitle is, you know, Discovering the Divine Plan When Human Plans Fail. It's really all about addressing the negativity that comes and holds us back, especially when we hit hardships or when life isn't working out the way we hoped it would. How do we get back on the path? How do we discover what God's calling us to and start living a more positive and proactive life? And one of the themes in the book is the idea that the opposite of negativity isn't actually positivity. And Rachel Isaac was talking about this in her segment. You know, it's actually proactivity. Now, let me explain what I mean. So if I'm being negative, it's like, oh, everything's awful, everything's terrible, there's nothing I can do about it, woe is me. But then if I say, well, I'm going to be more positive about it, then automatically what I tend to go to is, oh, everything's wonderful, and I can do everything about anything, and it's all going to be fine. And I know that's not true, right? And so what happens then, and there's actually research that supports this, positive thinking, if you do it the wrong way, actually tends to promote negativity.
Because you've got all that positive, you know, verbiage going through your head, but the back of your head's going, yeah, right, but what about this that happened to me, and what about that that happened to me, and what about all the stuff that the news is saying is going to happen to me? And it's running in the back of our minds, and it can sometimes drag us down.
That's absolutely right. So instead of focusing on positivity, excuse me, I'm so sorry. Instead of focusing on positivity, we want to focus on proactivity. In other words, being able to do the yes and thing that Rachel was talking about in her segment. We can look at a problem and say, yes, that's a problem. And what can I do about it? Right? Or, yes, things look a little bit better. And what do I need to learn to keep it going better? You know, Proactivity is the ability to look at a problem and bring it to God and start to identify resources I can use to address the problem and plans that I can make to overcome the problem. And so in your case, you know, where you say that you're working all the time, you feel like maybe your goals are leading you to kind of feel like you're a hamster on a treadmill, and you're wearing yourselves out, and you're wondering at this point in your life whether maybe you shouldn't be looking for some deeper things, maybe getting back to church, you're kind of looking at your spiritual life and asking some of those deeper questions. The book that you asked about, you know, The Life God Wants You to Have, Discovering the Divine Plan and Human Plans Fail, it will really walk you through how to start thinking in a more proactive way that starts building more meaningfulness, intimacy, and virtue in your life. Meaningfulness refers to our ability to use our gifts and talents to make a positive difference in our circumstances and in the lives of those around us. Intimacy refers to making choices that make our relationships stronger, healthier, and deeper. And virtue refers to our ability to take whatever life throws at us and use it as an opportunity for growth and becoming a stronger, healthier, more effective, and even holier person. The more we lean into those three qualities of meaningfulness, intimacy, and virtue, the more clearly we can hear God's voice, discover His plan, and encounter joy. Because meaningfulness, intimacy, and virtue are the foundations that joy stands on. The more I can say, even in hard times, right? If I can say, you know what? I'm going through a really awful time right now, but I can see how I can use my gifts to make a positive difference in the situation and the lives of those around me. I can pursue greater intimacy and see how my relationships are a great support to me and the people around me love me and that we're growing closer through this difficult time. And virtue, I can see how, even although I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy, you know, I can use this to grow and become a stronger, healthier person, develop new skills and abilities. We can feel joyful even in the middle of hardship. And so this book, The Life God Wants You to Have, will help you get to that place, William. So thank you for asking about the resource. If you'd like to pick it up, you can go to CatholicCounselors.com and check it out there or wherever books are sold. And once again, the title, The Life God Wants You to Have, Discovering the Divine Plan When Human Plans Fail. It's a great prescription for overcoming the disease of negativity. And with that, we are taking your calls at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. We're talking about navigating negativity today on More to Life. Is negativity getting you down? Are you facing a particular problem in your life or relationships where you're feeling kind of negative about your ability to respond well to it? Maybe you got negative people around you dragging you down, or a person you really care about who's stuck in a negative headspace. Let us help you overcome all those ways that negativity is impacting your life. 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day. It comes to us from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10.
For we are His handiwork, created in Jesus Christ for the good works that God has prepared in advance, that we should live in them.
And this verse really reminds us, all right, of who we are. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not defined by our limitations. We're not defined by our life's limitations. We're defined by the fact that God loves us and He created us for the good works He prepared in advance to do in us and with us and through us.
And if you are listening to that today and you're hearing in the back of your mind, yeah, everybody but me, I don't deserve it. Popchecks, you don't know the kind of sinner I am. You don't know how mean I have been, how much I've rejected God, how much I don't deserve that grace. God knows all that. He's omniscient. He's known forever. He knew what was going to happen, and He also knows that He is right there next to you, just waiting for you to turn and fall into His arms and accept the love that He has for you and the healing that He has for you. There is nothing you could do to keep you away from the love of God except say no to Him again. But His arms are always wide open for you. So don't think, nope, everybody but me. Absolutely, positively for you.
Amen. Today's show is titled Navigating Negativity. I'm positive I can say it. Navigating Negativity. We're talking about those times when either negative situations are getting you down, the negative voice in your head is wearing you out, the negative people around you are dragging you down, or you're trying to help someone you care about. get out of that, being stuck in that negative place. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls coming up right after the break. Stick around.
Underwritten in part by this not-for-profit.
Hi, this is Mike Ditka.
Hey, this is Brian May.
Hi, I'm Chris Farley. You're listening to The Kevin Matthews Show.
I thought he was insane. A lot of people thought he was insane.
Nobody could touch us. We had 10 million people listening to us a week.
But that was my past. If you would have told me I'd be carrying around a broken statue of the Virgin Mary, talking about God, I'd say, are you high?
Broken Mary, The Kevin Matthews Story. In theaters one day only on Tuesday, October 7th. Tickets at BrokenMaryFilm.com.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
Hello, Steve Ray here from Footprints of God Pilgrimages. The land of our Lord and our Lady is calling us. We're heading back to the Holy Land over Christmas break this year. We have the best, most reliable guides and services awaiting us. The holy sites are open, and the local Christians are anxious to see us. Galilee, Jerusalem, Nazareth, Bethlehem. No crowds, no lines. Hope you can join us.
Find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at avemariaradio.net.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today's show is titled Navigating Negativity. Before we take our next call, we want to send out some congratulations
to a wonderful member of the EWTN radio team, Good Shepherd Radio, serving Jackson, Michigan, Mark's 11 years with us.
Congratulations to Bob Look and his great team at WJKN AM and FM from all of us here at EWTN Radio. And wherever you are listening to EWTN Catholic Radio, please make sure to support your local EWTN Catholic radio station with your prayers and your dollars.
Amen to that. Let's talk now with Michelle, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Ohio.
Michelle, welcome to More to Life. How can we help you out?
Hi, Dr. Greg and Lisa. I'm so grateful to be on the show. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I am struggling with negativity when it comes to my husband, both because he's so negative and because I've become negative in response to him, and I'm overwhelmed with that and just not sure how to pivot. He struggles with depression, laziness, apathy, lethargy. He sleeps in really late every day. And
is he in treatment for depression, Michelle? Because all of the other things after he suffers from depression are just symptoms of the depression. So is he in treatment? Is he getting counseling?
He was clinically diagnosed, I would say, like 15 years ago, but he just refused to, for example, take the medication they prescribed, which was really helping. Mm-hmm. And our insurance no longer covered the psychiatrist we're seeing. He's in counseling now with a biblical counselor, but I don't feel like it's giving him the clinical tools that he really needs, to be honest. And he only goes very rarely, so I don't feel like the frequency is enough either to really procure enough change.
Sure. And you're saying, and rightly so, you know, our mirror neurons just absorb what's around us, and it's really dragging you down. It's making you feel negative. Are you going to counseling to get the skills you need to cope with your environment?
Yes, I am. But I frequently feel like it's not enough. Like, my environment feels like a black hole. You know, I come to my home, back to my home, and it's just so dark and angry and negative. And it's not all the time. I mean, he can be happy occasionally.
No, but it's awful. But and is part of your counseling helping you set better boundaries around this with him?
I feel like I've just started to learn how to do that. I would like to learn more how to do that. Because I feel like I struggle when it comes to setting boundaries, like, oh, am I being mean or am I being cold? And then he'll accuse me of things, too. If I try to set what I feel like are prudent boundaries, he will criticize me for that and blame me for that.
Okay, so let me encourage you on that front, okay? Because he's going to be entirely invested in staying depressed.
Now, which sounds crazy, but depression works that way.
Well, and unconsciously, okay? And I'm not saying that he's doing this intentionally or consciously, and I'm not saying this makes him a bad person in any way, but this is how depression works, okay? Depression says to me, I can't handle this stuff. And if I can just shut down enough, maybe someone will come and save me, so I don't have to do it.
Now, we don't even realize that's what it's saying. We just feel that weighted, dark feeling that we can't crawl out of the hole. But that's the intention that the depression is trying to give us.
And so anytime someone comes along and would say to me, if I'm depressed, and they say to me, hey, you know, you need to get up and do X, or hey, you need to go get help, or hey, you need to take your meds, what I hear in my head is, they're asking me to do the impossible. I need someone to come and save me. I need someone to come and love me. I need someone to come and swoop me up out of this hole that I'm in and make me feel better. And you just don't get it. Right? So the depression is going to fight back against any boundary that you set that encourages him to be a healthier person. You know, because what you're describing here isn't just a garden variety depression. It's also indicative of a more depressive personality, because when we're depressed long enough, it can become part of kind of who we are. Now, that doesn't mean we can't change. It just means that our whole life starts to revolve around protecting the depression. And it sounds like that's kind of where your husband's gotten to. The best way for you to respond to that is by setting boundaries that challenge him to be healthy, that insist that he participate in your marriage and family life, that insist that he get help, not just kind of go through the motions of, you know, talking to a, you know, biblical counselor, you know, once every, you know, whenever he feels like it, but really making a commitment to getting the kind of the level of treatment that he needs to be able to participate in life. The more you set those boundaries, the angrier he's going to get. And at first, you're going to feel like a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad person. But you will be, as long as you're doing it with the intention of working for his ultimate good, and you're doing it, you know, from that charitable place, you are doing exactly what God is calling you to do as the prophetic woman of God in his life. Loving your husband doesn't mean indulging this stuff. It means working for his ultimate good, sometimes even when he doesn't want you to.
I want to speak to that for a moment, because when you first started, you know, addressing this, Greg, you were talking about the depression is telling her husband, or any one of us who are suffering from depression, I need somebody to come and take care of me. I need somebody to love me enough. And one of the things that is a huge lie about depression for both the person suffering and the loved ones who are suffering along with them is, I have to love them more. They don't feel loved enough. So I'm going to treat this like they have the flu. I'm going to let them stay in bed. Maybe they'll feel better. I'm going to bake them cookies. I'm going to bring them meals. I'm not going to require anything from them. I'm going to let them avoid social activities because that's how you treat the flu, and eventually you get over it.
And maybe if I give them the break, they'll finally come out.
And that is the biggest lie that happens with depression, that feeds the depression. It's the antithesis of that. So your husband's depression is saying, I need somebody to love me. This is where we look at what real love means. We do it every day in everything we do, but with depression, we have to look hard at it. Loving someone means working for their ultimate good. And when somebody is sucked into the darkness abyss of depression, they need somebody to come alongside of them and say, mm-mm, okay, we're getting up today. Let's get dressed. You're going to get that shower. You're going to get dressed. We're going to go out with our friends on Friday night. So get ready to do that. We're going to get you to your counseling appointment today. We're going to make sure you're eating right. We're going to make sure you're getting some exercise. We're going to make sure you're taking any medication you're supposed to be on. It's a little like, instead of becoming that cozy caretaker, instead becoming that drill sergeant that is going to get you back in shape.
Whether you like it or
not. Whether you like it or not, because they love you and they want you to live. You know, that drill sergeant is getting those soldiers ready to live, to survive, to be able to have victory. And unfortunately, for those of us alongside of somebody who has depression and are being drawn into it a bit ourselves, it's a tall order. But if you remember, this is really loving your husband, really working for his good. Those boundaries are part of that, and they are going to be the thing that makes
it. You know, and I don't know a single recruit who loves his drill sergeant during basic, but when they're out there in the field and they're using those skills and it's saving their life, they respect that person even more. And that's kind of the person you're going to need to be here. Now, I don't want you to do that on your own. That's what you want to work with your counselor on.
Yes.
How can you be that loving, if you will, drill sergeant that challenges your husband to live? And he's going to fight you every step of the way, because this depression has got a hold of him, and he's building his life around it, and he's made you build your marriage around it too. And so as a woman of God, you know, as a prophetic woman of God, it's going to be your job to tear that idol of depression down off the altar of your home. When I say that, I don't mean what I mean by that is that instead of placing health and holiness and grace at the center of your household, your husband has placed depression there and forced you to kind of worship at that altar for a very long time because he demanded that and you didn't want to hurt him or offend him. You need to be loving, of course, and charitable, of course, but you need to tear that idol of depression down off the altar of your household and put health and grace and growth in its place. And he's going to fight you on that, and you're going to feel like an awful person. But if you're working with your counselor to learn how to set appropriate boundaries and you continue to pray through this, God's going to show you the kind of boundaries to set and how to set them and how to stay strong, even though your husband doesn't want you to. Kind of hold that image of the drill sergeant that Lisa was giving you in mind, but that you're a drill sergeant, if you will, in the army of the Lord. You're really helping him be the man that God's calling him to be so that he can face the fight that he's losing right now.
You know, Greg, you use the word a prophetic woman of God, and when you've been sucked into this, or even just a normal person goes, I'm not a prophet, what are you talking about? It is part and parcel of our baptismal promises. In baptism, we become prophets. And being a prophet in your own home, or anywhere, but especially in your own home, means calling people to be their best, most healed, holy self. And so loving your husband is setting those standards bit by bit, walking with your counselor and saying, all right, help me set up a daily schedule. Help me know what I need so I'm not randomly doing this. Help me figure out how to make my husband accountable for doing little things throughout the day to help pull him out of this bit by bit. Because even as you do just those things, we get up at this time of day. You take a shower every morning. You get into clean clothes every day. We go for a walk. Little things like that you can work on your counselor with your counselor will allow him to begin to see small successes. And then you can start working on the bigger things bit by bit with him in good counseling and under care.
And that's going to help you feel a lot healthier too, because the kind of the false compassion that says, I need to accommodate to this depression, sucks you in and
sure
starts
does.
Eating up your life too. So the more you're able to set these effective boundaries, the healthier you're going to feel as well. So talk with your counselor more about this. If there's more that we can do to support you as well, don't hesitate to reach out to us here on the show or at CatholicCounselors.com. But do discuss these things with your counselor first. And thank you so much, Michelle, for the call. I hope that this has given you a new perspective on how to move forward with this situation. And we've added you and your husband to our More to Life prayer list as well. And listeners, as we wrap it up here in the last minute or so, I just want to hit you with this theme that's been going through the show, that the opposite of negativity is not positivity, right? It's not telling yourself that everything's wonderful, I just need to get over myself. It's not telling that person who's negative, oh, you just need to buck up. It's about being proactive, right? It's about saying, yes, there's a problem, and here's what I can do about it. Or, yes, things have gotten a little bit better, and I could learn the skills that are going to help me continue going in a positive direction. Proactivity, as the opposite of negativity, helps us take control through God's grace of whatever we're facing, whatever challenge we are encountering, and make a plan, gather resources, get support, and connect with the grace that will help us succeed. And if you are looking for more tools to help you do that in any area of your life or relationships, I invite you to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com, where we can hook you up with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, personal life in the light of God's grace. That's CatholicCounselors.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, remember that with God's grace, there is so much more to life. Have a blessed day.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.